I'll just let me know.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Hot Takes, number five. We're a few weeks behind, but that's because I'm busy. Sorry. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
How's it going, Simon?
Good. If you're watching this on video, which we can find this on YouTube whenever I get around to putting it up, you'll see
It'll be
Matt's
about
got like a
6 months.
full-on beard now. So by the time you do it, you probably have the beard off and you'll be wearing shorts again by the time I get this up.
I'll be getting it trimmed for the holidays in a couple of weeks. So yeah, that might be the truth.
Now, do you get like a two-for-one deal? Do you take our beloved producer, Marlo, with you?
I don't take him, but I have introduced him to the salon that I go to, and he went and he really liked it. So
They let him in?
they did. Well, she knows me and she owed me a favor.
Okay, because he doesn't shower a lot, like begging for change under the bridge still, so.
Yeah, she mentioned that. I was like, well, you gotta work with him.
Yeah, well, that's what his wife has been
We're
saying for
trying to get
years.
him groomed. We're trying to get him groomed,
Well, maybe you should get him a toupe or something for the head.
A toupee?
Yes.
A toupe?
The
The
toupe.
toupee.
The toupee.
They
I mean, every year I look at him, it's less and less hair.
do look great these days. You could
They
be like,
do. I think
they're
he should just get
undetectable.
one. I think he needs one.
It would be weird if I got one because it would be a drastic
No,
change.
no. I don't want you to. You're perfect.
Oh, thanks, man.
You know that. You know how I feel. So
Oh.
how is so producer Marlo, we had do invite him back every week, and every week he seems to have something to do.
Yeah,
So
well, we'll get him on one of these days,
I think he's just avoiding us.
possibly. That is possible.
I think that's it. So I gave you a bunch of trailers to watch.
We did. It
I
was a
don't
few
even
weeks ago,
remember.
so I'm a bit rusty on some of these, but my memory's coming back as I look
I
at my
have
notes.
good news for our fans. I did watch Deathstalker 2025.
Wow, is that something we, what was that one we did last time?
Yeah, I made you do it because Patton Oswalt was in it.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. It was the remake of the
Well,
80s
he's
one.
not even in it. He's a voice.
Oh. So it
So I
wasn't
just
good?
want terrible. So bad. I apologize for making you watch that trailer.
That's all right.
It had to be better than the movie. Believe me, it had to be better than the movie. Oh, so bad.
Well, if you're ready for this list,
Go ahead, I'm
I am
dying.
ready. We'll see if we can find something better than Deathstalker 2000 this time.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Well, the first one is not probably going to be better, but it is called Sarah's Oil. It is
Sarah's
not about
Oil.
a female
Did I
mechanic.
tell you to watch this one?
You did. Yeah, this was on your
Who the
list.
hell was in this? I don't even remember.
My boy Zachary Levi's in it, and Bridget Regan, who I don't know who
Who?
that is. Bridget Regan. Yeah, I
Yeah,
don't know
no,
who she is.
never heard of her.
No, Zachary Levi's the main star. And it's a historical piece, takes place like in the 1800s during the Oklahoma oil rush. Not really.
I saw a movie on this. I did see a movie already about this.
But not Sarah's Oil.
No, this was years ago. It's like a 1950s or 60s movie about this. This sounds like Zachary Levi's on the end of his career spectrum.
Oh man, well,
I think it's over.
I love Zachary Levi. He was great in. Did you watch Chalk when that was on?
No, I didn't.
Chalk was a great show. That was when
The
I first met
producer wouldn't
him.
let me watch it, so he told me not to watch it.
Wow. And he was good in the Kurt Warner movie too.
Yeah, but the Kurt Warner movie, there's where we gotta start. We see the beginning of the end. He's trying to be Mark Wahlberg here doing these real people movies. And they're just it's starting. Like nobody wants him to do Shazam 2 anymore or do anything of real interest. So we're just the downslide has started. Next I'll find him, I'll tune on Hallmark with Mark with
Oh
Lee with
yeah,
Zachary
well,
Levi.
I
He'll
mean,
be
you
like
gotta have a good career with the
overjoyed.
Hallmark stuff, but
He'll be go
yeah,
we gotta go to the cookie cane factory. We gotta save it.
he'll be doing movies with Candace Cameron and all right, so that one's definitely a no for me.
Yeah, that's already done. I don't think anybody could watch that.
All
That'll
right, so
probably make less than Christie did at the box office this week.
yeah, I mean, I like a historical fiction, but it's got to be something interesting,
Yeah, oil in the 1800s.
I don't care
Yeah,
about that. I don't care about oil in the
nobody
1800s.
does.
All right, next up, we've got I Wish You All the Best. Are you familiar at all with this one? Okay. So this
Nope.
is a sort of like it's like a romance drama film, kind of high schooly, very artsy. It's about a guy, or well, he's the non-binary, and he gets kicked out of his parents' house, and he goes to
Ooh, oof.
school and kind of, you
So
know,
it's
kind of has
woke.
to. It's very woke. It's very woke. One of the quotes was, you know, he's not a boy or a girl. He's in between. So I know that's the type of thing that will alienate a lot of people right off the bat. You know, looked interesting enough. I might, you know, be willing to check it out if it was streaming. Not something I'd go to the theater to see, but are you
Who is
looking it
in
up now?
this? No.
Nobody I know.
So who is this
Okay.
for then?
It's
This
got
sounds like
Corey.
it's.
Oh, you know what? Alexandra Daddario's in it, which I
Oh,
know we like her.
that's why I put on the list. I knew
Yeah.
there had to be a reason I put on the
It's,
list.
she's in it. I don't think she's like the main character, but Corey
Oh,
Fogle Manis is the main character.
is that Marlo's new name?
It could be Marlo Fogle Manis.
Yes, I think it's Marlo Fogamanis.
Fogle Manis, let's do it. Cole Sprouse is also in it. I don't know who
Oh, well,
that
then we
dude is.
have to. Well, yes, you do. Zach and Cody.
I don't know what that.
You're too old for Zach and Cody, Suite Life on Deck?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, I only know because I have my niece is 25 now. And when she was growing up, that was the big show.
Oh yeah, well, I'm 20 years older than that, so
And he's
that would
on
be.
Riverdale. He was on Riverdale too.
Well, I did watch some Riverdale, but I don't remember who that
He
dude is.
plays Jughead.
Oh, okay. I like
There
him.
you
Yeah.
go. There you go.
So, you know, it looks interesting. Definitely woke. I'm not
Who is
opposed
watching
to
this
woke.
though? Like, who is going to see this?
Well, you know, in 2025, I'm not sure. It might be a couple years too late for the peak of the woke era, but you
Well,
know.
I'm just thinking, like, I have teens. Well, they're not going to see this.
They wouldn't see it
Like,
anyways, yeah.
no, they wouldn't. And that's what it's directed to. Like, my daughters want to go see Black Phone 3. Like, Weapons. They go see horror movies. They love horror movies.
God, weapons. Don't get me started on
Oh, we're
weapons.
not getting off. We're getting. I'm
Don't get me started on
gonna fight
weapons.
you. I'm coming over to fight you
Don't
now.
get me started on that overrated garbage.
Oh my God, disagree. Disagree. I'm just saying, these people that make these films, I'm trying to figure out who they're for. I mean, people are like, oh, this is the people that need to be in touch. They're not going to see this either.
Well, right, non-binary people aren't going to go watch it because it's based on that. Yeah, it's so then it's like who's watching it? Probably straight white people that are,
Want to
you
be
know.
woke?
Yeah,
So
exactly.
this guy.
So I
But
don't
what I'm
mind. Yeah, I'll go
saying
watch it.
is I will watch it because I watch everything.
Right.
But I
And
don't think it's
it
gonna be a
looks,
good film.
yeah, it looks interesting. I mean, I like a high school type movie.
I
So,
love
you
high
know.
school movies.
Yeah, so, you
I'm
know.
the king of the bad high school movies. I watch them all.
And if it doesn't take place in the 80s or the 90s, the next best thing is to have a non-binary star, right?
I'm fine, I'll still watch it. I don't care if he's binary, non-binary, identifies as a tadpole. A frog, turtle, girl, boy, both at the same time. Whatever. I'm going to watch it.
We got you. You're also a woke fellow. We like that.
I'm not
All right.
judgy. I just want a good film. Make it
We
good.
have
If it's
we.
good, I'll watch it.
All right. First one is a no. Second one is a yeah, you know, maybe. All right. Now we've got three decent ones coming up. All right. Now,
Oh, good.
do you like a music biopic?
Sometimes.
Do you know, I liked the Queen one,
Queen
love
of
the
Life.
NWA one.
Well, that's just a great band.
Yeah, well, that movie was amazing, right? We've got, are you ready? Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
I'll
Now, I
see.
know you've seen the trailer for this. There's no possible way you haven't.
I have not seen the trailer for it.
All right, well, this is a movie about Bruce Springsteen, the boss, and it
Really? I knew that.
stars Jeremy Allen Weir, who looks remarkably similar. Paul Walter Hauser, who I love, he's from
Oh,
Cobra
yeah.
Kai. Yeah, he's from
Looks like Marlowe.
the Richard Jewell movie.
Two
He's a
Marlows.
little cuter than Marlo, but
That's true. I want to give him a big hug. He looks like Prin.
yeah, actually, he does kind of look like Prince. So yeah, this is if you're interested in Bruce Springsteen's story, this is the movie for you. And you know,
But
it
hold
looks
on.
interesting, looks fun, great soundtrack.
But it's only based on one album he's writing. I know that.
No, I think it's based on his story coming up from like his blue collar upbringing and how he became a musician in New Jersey back in, you know, in the 70s.
Here's my uninterested face.
Really? So are you not a Bruce Springsteen fan?
That's correct. So I really have
Oh.
no interest in watching a
Well, okay.
film on Bruce
I would
Springsteen.
say, yeah. If you don't like Bruce Springsteen, then this is definitely not for you. You wouldn't
Oh,
want.
perfect. So then we're good. And I mean, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, which I've never seen an episode of, so that's really not going to do anything for me.
No, I don't know him at all, but he looks exactly like a young Bruce Springsteen, so they cast it right. You know, I don't love Queen, but I did like Bohemian Rhapsody. But I don't care for Elton John, and I didn't watch Rocket Man. So I mean, that would
I
be.
loved Rocketman. It was so much fun.
Really? Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, you know, if you like Bruce Springsteen, it's definitely worth checking out. You know, it's a period piece. It's going to be
Have you seen
70s,
this
80s.
already? Since we're a little bit behind.
I have not seen the movie, but
Okay, interesting.
I would. Yeah. I would definitely would watch that.
So hold on. It's been out for what, 3 weeks now
I
since
feel
you've
like
done
it's
the
been out for a
show?
really long time
And you
because
haven't gone, so you're waiting for streaming.
I would stream it. Yeah. I wouldn't go to see
Yes,
something.
you're not going out, so good try.
Yeah. No, it's cold out. It's already
After
snowed.
Weapons destroyed you this year of garbage, you
Yeah,
can't go
I did
out.
see Weapons in the theater, and that was, yeah, oof,
Yeah.
that was 20 bucks flushed.
20
Or
bucks?
whatever. Well, it was what, 12 to get the ticket. I think there's a dollar surcharge, so it's like 13 to get the ticket. Then I get a popcorn, and I get a cola.
Under $7, you get all that?
No, if you add the food and drink, it's more like $30, but I mean,
Oh, okay.
the ticket itself is almost, it's like 15
I
because.
want to back this up just a bit because this is a good question for me. So you're at the
Sure.
cinema, you paid for it. Where do you sit? What cola do you get? And what goes on your popcorn?
Butter on the popcorn. They asked last time, and I'm like, "Does anybody actually say they don't want butter?" And she's like, "Yeah, people do." And I was like, "Oh, all right. Well, that seems silly to me." Usually, I just get a straight Coke or a cherry Coke, and I sit, you know, middle to the back, always on the aisle seats because I like the idea of being able to get up and, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever.
Now, do you refill the popcorn and
No,
refill the drink?
I could eat, not even close. I mean, they're enormous. Usually I end up tossing the last like quarter of the popcorn because there's just so much.
And what about the drink? Do we re double dip?
I do medium for both. The medium soda is a massively large now. I don't need to get a refill.
Now, if somebody's talking next to you, do you slap them?
You know, it's funny you say that. The last time that happened was when I saw A Quiet Place of all things, and next to me was some young girls. They weren't talking, but she was on her phone the whole time, and like I was kind of casually like nudging her, but it really annoyed me so much that I ended up going back the next day by myself to see it because I wanted to watch it and experience it in silence, and the person next to me annoyed me.
I did that. I was watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with my kids. And these girls beside me, it was literally beside me, kept going on their phone. I said, "Hey, can you turn that the F off?" Never had a problem with the rest of the night.
That's what you got to do. Normally,
Yeah,
I go to a.
I gave them a, you know, I waited a few minutes. Maybe they're just finishing off something. No. Blah, 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 blah. So I kind of lost it on them.
I go to weekday matinees, so there's usually only a handful of people in the whole theater, you know.
No, this was like a Saturday night or something.
You're gonna get people next. I don't like people next to me, so I mean that's. I think the only two times I can think of being in like a packed theater in the past, you know, 20 years, three times, because A Quiet Place was packed, The Conjuring was packed, and Revenge of the Sith was like obviously sold out.
Willy Wonka was packed when I was there. And Spider-Man, James Bond, I'm trying to remember. Mission Impossible. This year it was packed. Nothing else lately has been packed. Usually I just
Yeah,
sort
not
of
anymore. Nah, I mean,
wandering quietly.
I would never go at night, and I would never go to a first or
I
second night.
tend to go, I usually like to go first thing in the morning if there's a Sunday. I used to have 11:30 screenings were great.
Oh, that would be an awesome time to
I
go.
used to be able to slip in and, you know, maybe sample a couple and slip out.
Nice.
Since I need a refill on the beverage.
There's no way I could get a refill on the medium soda. It's so big.
Do you do it yourself or do they do it?
Now they do it.
Oh, see, mine, they have a whole thing of just you do it yourself.
I don't even know if I could get a re. Yeah, I mean, they probably would if you walked up and asked, but.
Well, we know Marlo does, so.
I would just have to watch the movie in the bathroom. If I had to get a
Oh,
refill, I'd be
no.
peeing. I would
I
just
just
be.
take it home. No, I take it home. I get the refill and it goes home.
Oh, well, I guess you could do that. Yeah, but.
And the popcorn refill goes home too.
Jeez. But you don't pay for popcorn, I thought.
I don't, because my daughter usually gets it and I eat hers.
That was funny. I don't pay for popcorn. I still don't.
I still don't know. She buys it. And usually brings it. If we don't go, we can go to the theater together, but we can't sit together or see the same movie together.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
So perfect. I can watch what I want by
All
myself. Watch, it's nice and quiet.
right. So you're a no for Bruce Springsteen. All right. So that's kind of
Definitely
surprising.
no.
I thought you would like that. All right. Well, now we got two pretty good ones coming up here. So
No, we
first
don't.
one is Die My Love, which stars Jennifer Lawrence and Robert
Ooh.
Pattinson and Sissy Spacek. And this is a two-hour long. It's a thriller, dark comedy. Kind of reminded me of The Shining. She's like a writer, and she's kind of, it looks like she's sort of slowly going into madness. Cinematography looked amazing. I love Robert Pattinson, like everything he's in, he's so good. And Jennifer Lawrence is great. So that is something I would definitely want to check out. It's too bad Halloween's over, but I don't really think it's a horror movie, but more of like a thriller.
I like thrillers. This could be something I'm actually looking forward to for a change.
I think you would like to watch this. Yeah, Die My Love. It's definitely going to my list, when it hits Amazon.
So you're not leaving the theater, go to the theater for this one.
Nah, it's not a theater one for me.
See, it is for me because J-Lo gets me, J-J Law,
J Law.
whatever gets me in there. Yeah, I will totally go for her. I think she's an excellent actor. Usually she doesn't produce crap.
No, she's very good. It like I said, it looked very artsy, very cinematic, and it looks like a really good time.
Maybe Marlo or Prin will come with me.
Do it. We'll all go. We'll all go.
We'll all just hang out and eat Prin's popcorn.
Yeah, he's not gonna share.
Well,
So last one. Are you ready for this
no,
one
I'm
now?
not done my comments.
Oh, all right, keep going.
If Ghosh was coming, he wouldn't share it either.
Oh, Gorsh? Now Gorsh is not gonna share popcorn.
Gorsh would not share popcorn.
Gorsh does not share popcorn.
Gorsh doesn't share anything.
Oh,
Gorsh will chase you out for 10 cents on the bill.
that guy. Yeah, he's a stingy one.
He is very stingy, Gorsh.
All right, so the last one looks the best. Now it's 2.5 hours long, so that would be my no for the theaters. But it is called Nuremberg, and it stars Russell Crowe, who might be overweight in this one. I heard earlier you were talking about that. Rami Malek.
Why? I want Gladiator Russell Crowe. That's the Russell Crowe I want.
Yeah, he's not Gladiator in this one. In this one, he plays one of the Nazi officers on trial.
Yeah.
So it's like a legal thriller type movie that focuses on the Nuremberg trials, which
Yeah,
looks
there
amazing. I
one.
love
It's a
World War II
remake.
stuff.
There was an original one of this. It's excellent. I've seen
Oh,
that
I didn't
too.
know that it was a remake. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a remake of that exact film, but it's been already been done.
I mean, I'm sure this. I know the story has been done a million times, anyways. But yeah, I mean, it looks like a great movie. Not something I'd see in the theater because of how long it is, but it's definitely something I'm going to want to watch when it comes out. He plays Ermin Glaring. He's the Air Force
Armin
Luftwaffe.
Glaring
Yeah, and he kind of
of the
looks like
Luftwaffe.
And Rami Malek's in it. We mentioned the Queen
He
movie
needs to do
earlier.
better.
Colin Hanks, who was looks
I
exactly like his
love
dad.
Colin
He's got that
Hanks.
horrible
Yeah, but
hairline.
he's not a good actor, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, is
He's not his
Tom? I
dad.
guess he's okay, but
Tom was excellent for a long time. Now he's gone
no,
to,
Tom's. I'm just teasing Tom.
he's
Tom.
going the Zachary Levi route.
Oh no. No. Well, Zachary
He's
Levi
right.
hit 20 years younger than Tom, so.
Well, he had his 2 minutes of fame. Hallmark is waiting for you, buddy. Go save the Christmas farm.
Don't rag on the Hallmark movies, man. I love this time of year watching all those things.
I wish I did tell you to watch the new trailer for the new Netflix movie that comes out
Well,
today.
I've got all of them in my queue. They're all like there's Alicia
Do you
Silverstone
re
one looks.
is this Silverstone one?
Alicia Silverstone's in one. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them that I've got lined up
Well,
for.
it starts.
I only have a Netflix account for the holidays, and it's just for these movies.
I watch all of them. Any movie, I watch everything I can find.
The cheesy Hallmark movies are the best.
Those
Well,
are
I'm
my
saying Hallmark.
favorite.
Christmas, yeah. How cheesy Christmas movies are the best.
Okay, so I will probably watch the Nuremberg movie. Will not guarantee it, but some, if I hadn't seen the original, I would say yes. But because I've seen the original, I don't know if I want to watch this again.
I mean, you can never watch too many World War II things, I think. They're just such good movies, you know?
So let's go back to this homework. I'm a junkie. You don't understand how much I love Christmas movies.
Okay. Well, that's
They've
awesome,
got
but
to
so do I.
find the time travel, the one that they have time travel.
Time
I
travel.
wish it's, yeah, there's a time traveling one that's not bad. It's the best one I ever found.
Really?
There's a couple, I wish it was two couples, and they get sucked into time and they time travel to a different time. Or maybe it's parallel universe. I don't know. It wasn't bad. If all of them, I'm like, this is probably the best one I've ever seen. That wasn't Netflix. The Netflix ones are usually good.
They're awesome, yeah. I mean, they're not films, they're just fun movies. The
I know, but I
princesses,
mean, this one was
Vanessa
actually
Hudgens
good. This was a
movies, all of them.
Hallmark one that's good.
Yeah,
But.
well, I mean, Hallmark movies I find to be a lot more serious usually. That's why the Netflix ones are better because they're more fun. Some of the Hallmark ones are like, the woman's single because the husband died in the opening scene and like that kind of stuff. It's like, it's kind of
Oh
dark,
no,
but.
she's too busy to find a husband.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay. That's not like depressing, but killing the people off, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, I guess so. Nothing else, Matt? I mean, you
That
are
was it.
looking more like UConn. That's it. I got nothing today. Oh, you want your trivia? Is that what you wanted?
We have to do trivia. Come
I
on.
gotta. You know what pisses me off? I had all these cards organized and somebody's been in them. So hopefully we haven't done these ones.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, I don't think we did. In which film does Liam Neeson play a frantic father trying to track down his daughter's kidnapper?
Whoa, Taken. That's an easy one.
That's easy. Which infamous gangland twins does Tom Hardy play in Legend?
Oh, God, no clue. Cal
Oh,
Capone.
really? Cray twins.
Oh, no.
What was the name of the central rogue organization the Mission Impossible team set out to destroy?
I don't know.
The Syndicate.
No. I didn't like
Front.
the Tom Cruise movies.
Here's a guy that looks like you. A frontiersman played by Leonardo DiCaprio is mauled by a bear in which movie?
Oh my gosh. Oh, is that shoot. It's the one with the it was oh crap, it came out pretty recently too. It's got a weird name. What's it called?
Revenant.
Revenant, yeah.
Which former husband of Madonna directed Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
What say the beginning again?
Which former husband of Madonna directed Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Sean Penn.
Nope, Guy Ritchie.
Oh, she was married to Guy Ritchie.
She was for a couple of years.
Oh, Guy Ritchie. Okay, I'm thinking of something else. All right.
In which James Bond film did Ben Whishaw take over the role of Q?
I don't know any James Bond stuff.
Skyfall. Okay, your last two questions.
Oof.
Who plays the title role in the 2012 movie Dredd?
Wesley Snipes.
Nope, Carl Urban.
Oh my God, you could have given me a million guesses. I
Okay,
wouldn't.
here's one I did not know. I will tell you ahead of time, I wouldn't have known the answer.
All right, let's finish
Which
strong.
organization does Bobby work? What does Bobby work for in Two Guns?
I have to. CIA.
You're close. DEA.
Oh, that was close. All right. Well,
Well,
one
that's
out
it
of
for
eight
hot
bets.
takes. Matt found a bunch of movies I'm probably not going to have any interest in, but could work on that.
Well, no, Nuremberg, We Die Young.
We Die Young, I'm probably going to have to watch because Jennifer Lawrence is in it.
J
So
Law. Yeah.
J Law is in it. Well, thank you, Matt, and you have a great day. And
Thanks, Simon.
I think I burnt the popcorn again.
I can smell it from here.